And joining me right now here on the phone line, Tuggle UCF football. He is the new head football coach. His name is Gus Malzahn. We got much to discuss. Coach, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great.
Appreciate coming on. I know the Charge On Tour is coming up Wednesday night at the Port at Gators Dockside. It's open and free to the public. You got to register through UCFKnights.com. Let's start there. How excited are you to be talking to the UCF fans here in Central Florida?
Yeah, hey, it's real exciting for me. You know, we've got off to a good start with our players and our coaches and everything, but now I got a chance to get out and in the middle of the fan base and really just, you know, send the message of what to expect next year. And there's nothing better than getting face-to-face with fans and feeling their excitement. And so it's really big for me, you know, to be a part tomorrow.
What have you gotten from fans so far? Like, they want to win? They're hungry? What's it been, Coach?
You know what? It's really been all of the above. There's just a real true excitement in the air. I mean, from everybody that I've got a chance to meet, I just think everybody feels that everything's lined up for us to do something special and something big. And you can just feel it in everybody you meet. And that goes for our players, too. I mean, our players have been a true blessing for me to get to know. They're very motivated. They're very excited. We've been very fortunate to put together a big-time staff, great football coaches, but even better people.
You know, I would do research where I'd call up guys who cover the SEC in Alabama, and everyone has an opinion. But I have you now on the phone line. What is Gus Malzahn? What's the best way to describe you, Coach?
Oh, wow. That's a big question there. You know, I'm a former high school football coach, and that's my roots. And, you know, I got a chance to coach college. This will be my 16th year. I've been real blessed to coach some of the better players to ever play the college football game. And so now, you know, I'm 55 years old. You know, I've been at the big programs, you know, won a national championship, been there and done that. And I just think the timing's set for this place. You know, UCF is a program of the future. I truly believe, you know, they've got a chip on their shoulder. I've got a chip on my shoulder, and I think everything's aligned, and you can just kind of feel it. I really feel like we're going to be able to recruit unbelievably here. We've got a young fan base. We've got one of the biggest student bodies in America. And then we got the city of Orlando, one of the best cities in the country or probably even the world. And so I just think everything is set up. And like I said earlier, you can just kind of sense it. And I've been real blessed to be a part of some special things, you know, in my coaching career. And this feels exactly the same way.
What's the best way to describe the brand of football you want to play with UCF?
Well, I mean, it's fast and physical. I mean, you know, we want to be able to play fast, be efficient, and play a real physical brand of football. And I think that's the way you win championships. And, you know, we had a very good spring. We really laid the foundation. I feel like we were very simple on both sides of the football, but that was by design. It's just to kind of lay the foundation of who we're going to be and how we're going to get to where, you know, we're going to get. So it was a very successful spring. I felt like we didn't have any major injuries, which I think is always very important, especially when you're putting the ball down and, you know, letting your guys play. We actually let our quarterbacks go live during the spring. I don't know another program in the country that did that. Now, Dylan was the exception, but the other guys, it gave us a great opportunity to evaluate those guys and our defensive players.
We're here with Gus Malzahn, the head football coach at UCF. When you were looking at spring practice, did you have a bulletin board? We wanted to do this, this, and this. Like, do you feel like you accomplished everything?
I tell you, everything happened so fast. You know, I guess I got hired February the 15th, something around there. And, you know, we hired a staff within 9 days. You know, we hit the ground running. You know, we had, I guess, 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, we had spring practice. And so we got to know our players really on the field. But like I said earlier, it was just all about laying the foundation offensively, defensively, and special teams about, you know, the physicality, the execution, the expectations that we have. And, you know, we wanted to lay that foundation when they can work on their own this summer and not develop bad habits. And I think we accomplished that. You know, I can tell our players are very excited about this coming season. And, you know, we've got some guys coming in we think can help, you know, with what we already have. So it could be a very exciting season.
Well, I know, we're still battling a pandemic, but now it's going to the better. Hopefully we can get over this. How is recruiting going to be like this summer now, where maybe you'll actually get to see kids on campus now?
we think that's going to be a big advantage for us once we're able to see kids face to face and feel our excitement and the sincerity of everything, and really just give them the vision of where this program is going. I really believe that top players want to be a part of something and help establish something to grow to where it's going to be, instead of just plug in somewhere and keep something going. So June 1st is very big for us, really the month of June, when things get open. And we've got some real exciting weekends planned.
That's really cool. We're here with Gus Malzahn, head football coach at UCF. So no vacation then, right? Once we get to June, it's going to be nonstop with recruiting.
we don't have time for vacation right now. We're playing catch up still. We're just gearing up for the season.
You talked about this your opening press conference, but I want to go over this with you, where the American Conference, Cincinnati wins it last year. They were great. UCF's won it in years past. What do you think of this conference overall with the strength in college football?
Well, it's a conference on the rise. Everybody sees that, and everybody knows that. You saw what Cincinnati did last year, could have beat, should have beat Georgia, or whatever. And then, of course, what UCF's done, I saw that firsthand in the Peach Bowl in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the other programs in this league, very well respected. This is a real league, and I think it'll get nothing but better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right when you look at it. Can I ask you about name, likeness, and image and how that might change college football? I never know what coaches are going to say, so the coach, the floor is yours one way or another.
Yeah, we're going to embrace it. I mean, that's what's happening. It's what's coming, and we're going to embrace it. And we feel like, with 72,000 students, we think with 325 living alumni, the average age is 36, and everybody's on social media, and I just think everything is set up for the future for our players. And so we're going to embrace it. And I think you saw that in the spring game when we had our Twitter handles on the back of our uniforms. And we're going to be there for our players.
Are you still cautious? Because I'm cautious. I don't know what's going to happen moving forward. What about you, Coach?
No, I'm not really cautious. We're going to be prepared for whatever happens. I think the top programs and the programs are going to be successful in the future is going to embrace it. And no matter what, find a way to be there for their players. And that's what we're going to do. And, the great thing, too, you hear, are you going to take the – is it going to be more individual, that team? I promise you this, we will be a team from the get-go. And that's just the future of college football. And like I said, we're going to embrace it.
You don't have to tell your players, call them by their Twitter handles, right? that wasn't going on in practice, was it?
No, not at all. No, we have true relationships with our players. We get to know them on a personal basis a lot more than what they can do on the field. Like I said, I think being a former high school coach really gives me an advantage, because high school coaches have to develop great relationships with their players, and there's no business side in high school. And that's what we do in college. We take the business side out, and our coaches truly care about our players more than what they can do on the field. And I think you can get the most out of players when they know that your coach truly cares about you.
Okay, I've been waiting a couple weeks to ask you this question. There were billboards in other college towns, and it said, in Gainesville, 124 miles to the future of college football. Why'd you guys do that? I got to hear this answer, Coach.
Well, I mean, that's really what I believe. It's really not a marketing campaign. We really believe that everything is set up, and so it's really more of for recruiting and letting people know that, hey, man, it's on here, and we're going to be ready for the future here, and really think we'll be the program of a future program of college football. So that's what we believe. That's not a marketing strategy, and it's very exciting to be a part right now.
How excited are you about the opportunity, maybe, hopefully, this fall, we get a packed bounce house for UCF football?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I got a chance, I guess, the first year the bounce house was open. I was at Tulsa, and we came here in the conference championship, and it just made a big impression on me. And so very excited about our opening game against Boise, and would love to see a packed house out there.
That's really cool, man. Let's end with this. So when you got the job, did you tell the family, hey, we're packing up, we're going to Florida? What happened?
Yeah. Just right when I got off the job, I went and told my wife. Of course, she already knew, and I told her when this job came open. I said, hey, we were planning on sitting out a year, and and doing some TV and wait until next year. But when this job came open, I said, that's one of the best jobs in all college football. And so I was waiting to see who the AD was going to be hired. And then when Terry got hired, it was like a slam dunk for me. And I just told Christy that if he offers the job, we're going. So it was a real easy decision for me. You know, my two daughters, they're gone away, and they're married and everything. And we just called them and said, hey, we're going to Orlando. And the whole family was excited.
I had a lot of fans ask me, well, Gus, is he going to wear like a sweater vest? It'll be 95 degrees. What's the game plan exactly for the look for the games?
Yeah, I'm still working on that one. You know, I'm a sweater vest guy, but I don't know if that's going to work here in this heat. So we're working on that right now. We got our equipment team with some different options. So we'll see where that takes us.
His name is Gus Malzahn. Check him out Wednesday night there at the Port at Gators Dockside for the UCF Charge On Tour. It's free and open to the public for all the Knights fans. And every college football fan, just go to UCFKnights.com to register for free today. Coach, it's very nice to meet you. Appreciate coming on, and good luck on the new season.
Hey, thanks for having me.